All right, welcome to Getting Real and Uncut Podcast with Cynthia D. Been off for a few days because, you know, I had to deal with, you know, take care of my son first. My son becomes before all of this, so had to help him with studying and things like that. So today, for today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Antonio Brown. We're going to talk about this Madea movie. We're going to talk about this alleged, to me, I think it's this freaking power leak. Another episode was leaked a few days ago, and we're going to get into Kodak Black, and we're going to talk about, of course, some relationship topics. So let's go ahead and get into the first story, which I mentioned. It is about the NFL star Antonio Brown. Now, Antonio, I found this article on TMZ.com, and, you know, they were talking about Antonio Brown. So apparently he has an arrest warrant issued out. So let's go ahead and get into it. So, and like I said, NFL star Antonio Brown making headlines again. Wait a minute. NFL star Antonio Brown, aka AB, making headlines again. An arrest warrant was issued for the former Steelers player for burglary with battery, having to do with an altercation in front of his Florida home Tuesday. So, we passed my script. Okay. So, I'll cover it. So, here's a little summary about everything that happened. TMZ, they broke out the story. So, like I said, this had something to do with his Florida, and it happened at his Florida home Tuesday. Now, this little alleged argument included a driver from a moving company who recently claimed the star was high and making threats. Now, like I said, TMZ, they broke out this story a few days ago where they said AB was accused of throwing rocks at a moving truck outside of his home and assaulting the driver over a payment dispute. Now, TMZ, they have a phone call that the driver made with authorities. They said what they were talking about, what the driver said, that AB was high and making threats, as I mentioned earlier. He was trying to start a fight. The driver said that he was trying to fight, and he allegedly threw stones at his truck. Okay. And he goes on to say that he was trying to make a delivery to AB, and AB and told AB that he has to pay the balance to unload, but AB refused to pay him in proper form. So then it goes on and on about the 911 call, which lasted about 30 minutes, y'all. It lasted about 30 minutes. So the driver went back. AB sent him like $4K through the cashing thing called Zelle. But the driver told police that Brown refused to pay $800+ for damages he suffered. Now this is where it gets like real, real juicy. So that's when the driver said that Brown became, you know, super aggressive, and Brown with his crew sort of, they did what they felt was right, and, you know, in reality it was wrong, because you don't know this man from a can of paint, so why would you go ahead and put your hands on him, you know, stuff like that. So this ending in an arrest, was made because there were a group of guys, you know, they pulled him out of the truck. From the article that I read, they pulled him out of the truck, tore off some of his clothes and things like this. That's why he wanted the $800+ for the damages he suffered, because he's like, all I want to do is just deliver this stuff to you, and you don't want to pay. You're getting mad and aggressive. So we don't know, like I said, all of this is, you know, we don't know if it's true or not. Like I said, the guy said that AB was high and he was super aggressive. Now, like I said, an arrest was made in this incident. It was his trainer, which is a former NFL player. So he was charged with felony burglary with assault or battery. And for, if you want to get more into the story, it's on TMZ.com. Now, Kodak Black, you know, a lot of y'all are waiting on him to, you know, to be released and stuff like that. But it's going to be some time. It's going to take a while. Now, according to TMZ, the set release for Kodak Black is August 14, 2022. And this is also according to the feds. Now, he could get out earlier because that day, the 14th, it falls on a Sunday. So, he could, you know, he may get out, you know, August 10th or something like that, whatever that falls into that week. I'm sorry. So the rapper will spend the rest of his sentence at a Kentucky prison. Now, you know, Kodak is serving 46 months for a gun possession case. He already has spent some of that time already in Miami. Now, I want to get into this Aaron Hernandez biopic that was on Netflix. Now, this is what I got from it. This is my opinion, and this is way off the script. I feel like they didn't really focus on the story in itself. They was trying to embarrass this guy's character, sort of. You know, they was saying that he was undercover, saying his girlfriend was a beard and all this. This is what I got from it. This man is gay. I don't think he's gay, and I'm standing by that. I really don't think that this man was gay. I do feel like they were just pushing to make the story interesting, to make a lot of viewers have something to talk about. And those are things that, you know, some people do when they want to push a story that good. But I feel like they were trying to... Now, do I believe that he suffered from CTE? Yes, I do. You know... from what I've been seeing on social media, it happened when he was, you know, playing in high school. He had CTE. He was taking blows to the head. So, and I also think, you know, some of his triggers came from his dad dying and seeing his mom go with, you know, having a relationship with his aunt's boyfriend. So, like I said, I don't think that this man was gay or anything like that, because it would have been came out when he was alive. I don't know if it came out if he was alive or not. But I do, like, along with AB, I do think most of these players are suffering from CTE, which causes them to, act out of character, act sporadically and things like that. So, you know, AB, I honestly feel like he's dealing with a lot because, you know, he's not, you know, he's really not playing in the NFL. You know, he's going, I've seen that he's been traveling to a lot of teams. Now, recently, the mother of his children, she made a post. I think it was on Facebook it was on Twitter or Instagram a couple of days ago. I saw it on the Shade Room. And she was just saying that she had to, you know, take her kids to kind of get away from him because he's going through a lot right now. And I feel like sometimes you have, even though you don't want to, you have to take a step back from certain people when they're dealing with things. But sometimes you still have to be, you know, a helping hand and things like that. So that's just my opinion on the Aaron Hernandez story. And, you know, AB, I think AB is suffering from CTE, but it's, like I said, it's just my opinion. So let's get back to this. Tyler Perry is trending now. Now, a lot of you guys been talking about A Fall From Grace. And, like, if for y'all who did not see, I'm going to give you a little summary about it. It's a woman named Grace Ward. She's accused of allegedly killing her husband. So this is the summary from Netflix. So this is how it goes. Disheartened since her ex-husband's affair, which I did not know. Now I gotta watch the movie again. Grace Waters feels a story about a new romance, but when secrets erode her short-lived joy, Grace's vulnerable side turns violent. Now, for those of y'all who've seen the movie, y'all know that she beat the guy with a bat. Now, how he survived those blows, I don't know, but he survived them. So Grace Waters, she is played by actress Crystal Fox. She stays composed when her ex weds his mistress and her son. Oh, I didn't know she was cheated on. Now I gotta rewatch the movie again. With convincing from her best friend Sarah. Now we all know who Sarah is. If you saw it, Sarah was her best friend, so-called best friend. Sarah convinced her to go and get out and meet this guy who is her son. So she falls in love with him. You know, cause he wine and dined her, but I don't know where he got that money from for how he wine and dined her. So it says, she's going to say, yeah, any woman can snap, and Grace's new husband soon ravages her life, her work, and many say her sentence. So he did mess with her head because, if I recall it, he stole money from her account. She was fired from her job because of him. She lost everything, you know, and, She almost lost her house. She had charges against her and everything in this movie. So she was shut in the set. She was locked up waiting for trial for his murder. Grace's only hope for vindication lies with Jasmine Brown, who is a public defender who has never even tried a case. So if you go the public defender, she dug more into it, and eventually, you know, she did win the case and things like that. Now let's get into what y'all don't like. Some of y'all say y'all don't like the movie. Me, I think Tyler Perry did a great job with it, because think about this. He did this in five. He shot the movie in 5 days, y'all. Now, the wigs, I do agree. The wigs were kind of like, you know, because the dude, like the guy's, I don't know if it was a lace, the guy's wig. You can tell, like, I was sitting watching him. I'm like, dude, this is like a wig, son. And it was. And, like, that's okay. I do get, you know, like, yeah, Tyler Perry could have did a better job when it comes to the wigs. I do agree with that. But you guys, some of y'all are going around talking about, man, he always got the same storyline and stuff like that. Y'all fail to realize this man came from rags to riches. He built an empire in Atlanta. He's still making power moves. Like, he has shows on, you know, on a major platforms like BET, you know, OWN and things like that. And why are you guys tripping about, you know, about this movie? Y'all still watch it. Some of y'all use y'all friends, because I know some half of us don't got a Netflix account, and I'm one of them. But some of y'all use y'all friends. Netflix account to watch the movie, and y'all like it, but you know how some of us, we gotta follow this trend. Hey, we gotta follow this trend and be like, well, if my son don't like it, then I don't like it. Bruh, I like the movie. It was a real good movie. The message that I got from it is you have to watch your back, even with people who say they're your friends. They are not your friends, you know. I'm blessed to have, like, a lot of my friends that have been my friends for years. You know, we had our fallouts sometimes, but we all came back together. But the crazy twist about this whole movie was that her friend set her up with her son to get money, just like she was getting money from a lot of old women. Now towards the end of the movie, you will see it was a lot of old women locked up in a basement. And come to find out, it was all a scam. They were scamming these old women to get money out of them, and she used her son to do it. It was a great, great story, you know. It's also sent a message to us that she dated this guy for 3 months, and then she married him. There's no way I'm marrying a guy within 3 months. I don't care if we so in love. There's no way we can get married within 3 months. I don't even know this dude's favorite color yet, and we getting married. That's what she was wrong at. Alright, so like I said, you guys should check out the movie. Like I said, it was a great movie. Now, before I get into my relationship topic, y'all, please stop talking about power. Y'all been talking about this leaked episode. Y'all say 50 Cent killed him. Y'all say Tyreek killed him. Y'all saying Tasha killed him. Man, y'all know Ghost got a twin, right? I saw Ghost got a twin. Ghost not dead. Ramona killed him. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm tired of y'all talking about it. Ghost is not dead. Ramona killed Ghost, y'all. Y'all really think Tyreek... Let me tell y'all something. Y'all really think Tasha is going to kill her? Kill this dude? No matter how much he really just played on her and things like that. Tasha is not going to kill Ghost. That's a fatherhood kid. She ain't that hard enough to go and kill this man. It was only two people left in that building. I believe it was Tyreek, and it was Ramona. And if you looked at that last episode with the episode with Tommy, she gave Ghost a certain look. That's why I think that Ramona got something to do with it. And I also, if you look at the one where it was Pac, whatever her name is. It's what she said to her in that bathroom. That's what I'm thinking, like, Ramona killed him. Or it could be a setup so he won't have all these pending murder charges on him or things like that. But honestly, Ghost is not dead. 50 Cent didn't kill him. Y'all looking at these so-called leaked things. I bet y'all 50 Cent is about to blow every last one of y'all. And I hope he blow y'all. I hope he make all y'all mad who been looking at these leaked episodes. But that's all y'all talk about. Then y'all get mad. Like, y'all gonna get mad. I hope y'all get mad. I want y'all to get mad. Straight up. Because that's how I feel about it. All y'all talking about this leaked episode and stuff like that. But then... y'all just get on my nerves. Y'all wanna spoil everything. Y'all spoil milk if it ain't had no expiration date on it. Anyway, so now let's get to this relationship talking. Like let's talk about bad breakups. You know, this is my thing. Breaking up is hard to do, but what do you do when you lose you? Now, some of like when we go through bad breakups, we tend to lose ourselves. Now, some women, now when it's a woman, this is what I'm gonna say. Some women, they shake back quick. You'll see her, you break up with this girl. She, 2 weeks later, she got a bad body. She glowing, hair all done and things like that. And you like, dang, you weren't looking like that with me. Yeah, because you stressed me out. It also depends on the extent of how bad the breakup was. So... I am going to take a little break, get this story together. We're gonna on this next segment, we're gonna talk about bad breakups that's coming up next on Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.